welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, an update on the progress of Kentucky Hunters for the Hungry. It's a charitable organization, a 501c3, that's been around for almost 15 years, which coordinates the gifting of deer meat for the feeding of hungry people.
And the mechanism for that is for hunters to take additional deer other than what they need for themselves, and then to have those deer processed at some designated processors that are on our website. And those processors then contact us when they have the deer meat ready, and we in turn contact food banks and other kinds of charities to come and get the deer meat, and then they can serve them to their clients.
Executive Director of Kentucky Hunters for the Hungry, Ivan Schell, says they're funded by donations from Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, Southeast Christian Ministries in Louisville, and individual donations.
And we put all these funds together, and we then allocate those funds to processes around the state so that we pay those processors $60 per deer to process the deer, and the hunter really doesn't have to pay anything.
Depending on region, hunting rules allow for the taking of multiple deer in a season, and a growing number of hunters are donating venison to the organization. It can be frozen and utilized by feeding groups throughout the year. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit Construction Loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with Ivan Schell, Executive Director of the Kentucky Hunters for the Hungry, which says their group has made significant growth in this unique giving program over the years.
When we started out in the year 2000, the state of Kentucky, the Fish and Wildlife Department asked us to try to take our local program statewide, which we did, and we've picked up 53 food banks around the state, and we've got 40-some-odd processors around as well. And as a result of that network, we've been able to expand our service to upwards of between 50 and 70,000 pounds of meat per year throughout the state.
Schell says at current funding levels, they can handle just over 1,000 deer per season, but that the existing processing structure could easily handle twice that with an increase in funding. For more details on the program, he says they're online at huntersforhungry.org. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.